Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Edition of Animal World, in case you're just joining us. Now you know you're an hour late. Anyway, we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. And that means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. Actually, the fastest way is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Remember to go see what life for the chickens is like now that the price of eggs is so high. Very cute to see them in jewelry and gold bags and all that stuff. Anyway, that's our little humor for the day, but also a great article about the bird flu and raw food for our cat friends, and by one of my most trusted sources for animal food, which would be Susan Thixton and her website, truthaboutanimals.com. All righty. So It is the second Sunday of March. That means it's our healing show. And that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. Linda Rasmussen is here. Brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. And Dr. Nels works mostly on animals and some humans. Linda, all on human animals. And so when you call in for free remote treatments, Dr. Nels will tune in, handle the animals, and Linda will take charge of the humans. And to find out how that works, anybody have any objections that we go right to the phones? No, I'm not seeing any objections. And I'm getting the okay from Nathan, you know, because sometimes he doesn't let me do what I want to do, you know. He's just bossy that way. But anyway, he's got a big smile on his face. He does it with a smile, so we're good. All righty, we are headed back down to Ilwaco, which we have been before, and Teresa. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing, Teresa?
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to reach out and get a reset for all of us. We're all doing okay.
All right, so all of us, let's see, we're testing Martha's memory after the spring forward here. We've got Teresa and your husband, Stu. Is Stu around today, or is he off doing other stuff?
He's off, yeah.
Okay,
he's off.
All right, and then we originally started working with you because you somehow you found me or got referred to me because of extreme behavior issues with your doodles.
Yes.
And what we've got, Mango is your female doodle, and she's the one I think that actually went after the goat and the deer and stuff. And then is it her brother? I can't remember.
Yes.
Her brother. That's Mowgli, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And so last time we talked, you said you guys were all doing really, really well, and the dogs were different dogs, and life has been transformed down at your place. Is that still true?
It's still true, yes, and it still kind of surprises us when we're in the truck and there's other dogs around, and their behavior is so different.
All right, that's really good. Now, it looks like, Dr. Nels, you have been able to connect. Are you working on Mango or Mowgli?
Yeah, Mango kind of got my attention first, so yeah.
Okay,
I'm
that's
giving
her.
Mango a little tune-up. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, so Dr. Nels, you're good with, and you can go on with both dogs and a tune-up.
Yes.
And then Teresa, I think you would like a tune-up also from Linda, right?
Yes.
All right. Linda, you are in charge.
All right. Well, good to talk to you again, Teresa. I'm going to invite you to think of something that's been on your mind a lot lately. Just bring something that's been on your mind a lot lately into your thoughts. And I'm going to encourage people listening to the show to do the same. And you've got that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then setting that aside, focus on faithful, full of faith.
Okay.
And the number three, faithful three. And what I can tell right now is that this energy of faithful is really resonating in the solar plexus chakra there down at the base of the rib cage. So we just know that that's what's going on while we think faithful three. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking to the right. So you're just going to roll your closed eyes to the right. And I'm going to have you do that square, controlled, or just deep breathing, whatever you are most comfortable with. We're just trying to have a very slow, regular breath while you think faithful three.
All right, Teresa, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the right. You're doing square or slow, deep, in and out breathing. Thinking faithful three, faithful three, faithful three.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Teresa, and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head be in a comfortable position. And let your thoughts return to that thing that's been on your mind a lot lately. There's a little more to do. So I'm going to have you continue to think about that. And if there's any sense of concern or some other emotion rising as you think of this thing, just let that be in your awareness. And then we're going to go to the feeling of dread, setting that aside, just focused on dread. I'm going to replace dread. And we're going to replace dread with an interesting word. It's consistency. When we get this word consistency, it has to do with our timelessness as human beings. So you're just thinking consistency. And the number four. And this energy of consistency is resonating in the heart chakra as we think that. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead and doing that slow, deep breathing as you think consistency four.
All right, Teresa, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the right. You're doing the square, slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking consistency. Four. Consistency. Four. Consistency. Four.
Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, just looking down toward the earth and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bringing that thing that's been on your mind back into your thoughts. That is complete, and I'm going to check for an affirmation. And the affirmation is just going to be the word consistency. And so you're just going to bring that word into your thoughts and let your attention be on your body, just trying to bring that vibrational frequency of consistency to yourself.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so that's it. So that's just the word. I think that's the first time you've ever done just a word, and it's not a phrase.
I know, that's nice. I can remember one word.
All right, okay, good. So that works for you, Teresa. That just jumped out at me, but I don't think I've heard just a one word. So so Teresa should use the word as the affirmation and just be repeating it a lot or whenever.
You just want to bring it into your awareness a lot. She had something that was on her mind, and this energy that is basically, it's about the energy that is activated within her when she thinks the word consistency. It causes a vibrational frequency. And the knowledge that this word consistency is about our timeless aspect as beings, which some people would refer to as the soul, that might somehow deepen this vibration, just to have that thought that this is about my timeless nature and bringing awareness to the body.
Wonderful.
Okay,
wonderful.
Thank you. Wonderful.
All right, so Dr. Nels, what's the report on Mango and Mowgli?
Yes, well, Mango actually required a fair amount of resetting. And if you were watching me, you noticed that I did the good dog points, which are basically, it's a way to help. It's like an affirmation for the dog, like, I am a good dog. When I do these points on their head, and I'm thinking good dog while I'm doing it. And it seems to have a really beneficial effect when it's called for. So Mango needed that in addition to actually a fair amount of tuning up, whereas Mowgli just had a very simple reset, just the basic fight or flight type reset. And it didn't seem like it was even that big a deal. But his was pretty simple. Mango is a little more complicated.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
All right. And I assume, Teresa, aren't you? You must be a member of Dr. Nell's group, aren't you?
Oh,
his
yeah.
Private.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So I thought, I don't know why, but it's just popping into my mind because Dr. Nels mentioned a little earlier that you're doing a free class this Wednesday.
Yeah, this Wednesday, 7 o'clock Pacific time. If you're a member, it's a free workshop. If you're not a member, we don't even let you come in. Sorry. So you have to join, and it's only $10. Anyway, it's a great little internet workshop, and I do work with people sort of individually on the Zoom call, watching what they're doing, making sure they're doing it right.
So and you're of course, teaching everybody who joins this class how to do the Rasmussen reset,
exactly.
So that you can work on your own dogs. Now, have you taken that class yet, Teresa?
I believe I'm signed up for it. This is a good reminder to recheck, but we've worked one-on-one with Dr.
Rasmussen. Some one-on-one, right.
Yeah,
this workshop is a great refresher. I have actually a fair number of people who attend my workshop more than once because...
Oh, absolutely.
Great,
you can do it over and over. I don't think you can take it too much, personally.
And yeah, it's really, and I enjoy doing it, and it's great for people to help keep their pets balanced. And then if they get a serious problem, they know if they can call me, but it's a good health maintenance.
Wonderful, wonderful. For whatever reason, that popped in, Teresa, so I don't know if you're planning to join the class this Wednesday or whether I'm getting the message that it would be a good idea for you to join this message, but it just came through to mention it now while you were on the air with
us. I have it on my calendar, so I'm glad you brought it up so I can make sure I'm registered.
All right, well, then I guess I'm in tune, and so my intuition is correct. It was a good time to bring it up again. All right, so can look forward to seeing Dr. Nils on Wednesday. And I have taken this class, like I said, I would take it over and over again. The only reason I'm not joining in is because it's the time of year where I have another Zoom class on Wednesdays, which is a spiritual class, and I have to do that. So I can't be there. I'm just glad that I've already taken it. But whenever it's available and I'm not there, I would definitely join. So I hope you can make it work for your schedule, Teresa.
Yes, and I wanted to thank all of you. Our life has sure improved tremendously since the incident and all the stress that, you know, the sleepless nights and things have just gelled with everybody working together. And I sure appreciate you all.
Oh, well, thank you. We appreciate you, too, and thank you so much. Now, are we going to hear from you next week? Do you need to check in with Natasha about anything down there?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, boy. Yes, I do.
Oh, all right. Okay, so we'll look forward to chatting with you again next week when we'll let Natasha take a look and see what she picks up because she's been real helpful in this process as well.
Yeah,
all righty.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have a great week, and I'll look forward to talking to you again next Sunday.
Thank you. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, then. We have open phone lines, and you are welcome to pick one up. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll-free 888-298-5569. And we are going to take care of our advertisers, and hopefully we've got more phone calls when we come back. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the middle of the second hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We heard from our wonderful Nupro supplements, and remember, it's N-U-P, as in Peter R-O, Nupro supplements. You can check them all out at nuprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, the best cat vitamins on the planet, and their dog supplement is fabulous. And if you've got a shedding breed of dog and you want their hair to stay on their body instead of all over your floor, get the Nupro dog supplement. Absolutely fabulous. And it comes with a hip and joint formula as well. You can check them all out at their website, nuprosupplements.com. And if you can't find products in the store, they're all available on Amazon. If you need help with your dogs and stuff's out of control, you can give me a call. I would love to work with you. I am an animal behavior therapist and trainer. And that's where the source of our next phone call coming up here shortly, clients that I've worked with. And, you know, I love doing that because we get things under control. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anybody you know has problems with their dogs and wants help, tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to you for free on the phone. So give them my phone number, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. And remember our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton's available for new clients. She can work with you in person or remotely. But it's what a gift to go in and work with her in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and acutonic forks and all of that. Linda can attest to that too, because we both go in. Jude helps keeps us in balance. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. It's Healing Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. And we are going back to the phones. And like I said, I have to say, I think if I had to give my favorite family of the year award, these folks would be it. Anyway, we are headed out to Issaquah. And Michael, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning.
Hello. Hello, Aunt Martha.
Hi, Martha.
All right, so that's Michael and Gina's there. How are you guys doing?
We sprung forward successfully, so there you go.
Yeah, that's kind of where we all are at, too. We're all glad that we made the spring forward and it's over. Well, it may take a few days to adjust. But
our plans this morning were immediately shot when we didn't even start on time. So we're gonna reset today.
That sounds good. And it just reminded me before, just a little time out, Linda, and Nels, I'm thinking, you know, the switch, you know, the spring forward, we complain about it and all of that, but there's a legitimate reason for those complaints, because when we alter our schedule this way, doesn't it kind of upset our apple cart on a physical level?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We set up a rhythm in our lives, and it's just how we do it. It's so much easier when your life runs with some sort of like a template. And time is one of those things, and schedules are one of those things that template that makes it easier to plug into your life. And yes, with when they start messing with the template, it takes a while to adjust.
Well, and so what was popping into my mind right now was that, gee, realizing that, wouldn't it be a wonderful way to get through the adjustment to the spring forward faster if we got a resetting and balancing with you guys?
Well, Linda and I, we're like, we tune in to each other every week, and we give each other tune-ups. So yes, we're all on board with that. And also in my other workshop where I teach people how to do a self reset, there are some good exercises to help. And any of that, if somebody's listening who's actually already been to one of those workshops, I've done a couple of them now. Yes, you can do that, and it will help get you back realigned with your new schedule faster. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I've taken that class, so I'm remembering that now. So anyway, I'm putting that out now. So if you've been just listening along, and there wasn't really anything on your list you needed to call about, if we've all sprung forward, wouldn't be a bad idea to pick up your phone and just you humans get a reset with Linda while she's here. You can take advantage of her.
Yeah,
Because you
and I
agree,
wanted.
Linda, it would be helpful.
Yeah, I mean, it will be helpful. And the other thing I wanted to say is mindset is always so important. And so it's important, even though, yes, this has an effect on living beings. At the same time, the more we use our conscious mind to know that because I am healthy, because my life is full of wonderful things, that this shift in time is something that I can easily accommodate. So that instead of focusing on the complaint or perhaps even, the absurdity of, shifting the time zones, just in order to have a better experience, just know that we are capable and that we are actually adjusting beautifully to this shift and let it go. Because the more focus we put on the terribleness of having to lose an hour of sleep, because we all lose hours of sleep for who knows how many reasons, that we will be fine.
Yeah, and that's back to what I'm always I'm preaching. Thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And what a great reminder, Linda. If we focus on, oh God, and we sprung forward, it's going to take forever to adjust. It's going to be just right off this day. The more you focus on that, that's what you create for yourself. But if you do affirmation like Linda's saying, I adjust easily and gently, and that kind of Natasha's affirmation, my body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. I mean, so anything along those lines, you think positively, things will go much better for you. So, are you a cup half full or a cup half empty person? If you're half empty, start filling up your cup and adjust your attitude because it'll make a whole lot difference in your life. All right. Anyway, sorry for the deviation, but Michael and Gina, I'm so glad that you're here, and I'm glad we've got plenty of time because you've got a great family. I had such a good time working with you, and I always enjoy talking with you. You guys have got two dogs in your family, and the reason that I came to work with you was, well, you have a little older, I think 2+ years, Cha-Cha Frenchie. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so I wasn't there to see Cha-Cha, but I have to tell you, folks, you know, you hear me talking a lot that Frenchies are kind of the bane of my existence right now, because they can be so challenging to work with. But I have to say, even though I wasn't there really to work with Cha-Cha, I was there to help them with their puppy. Cha-Cha is one of the best Frenchies I've ever met. God, she's adorable and a fast little girl and a retriever like you wouldn't believe. But anyway, I just kind of fell in love with Cha-Cha. She's a great little Frenchie. Now, the reason I did see you is for Penny, who is a shepherd husky mix puppy. And how old is Penny now?
And he's just, well, that's up for interested debate, given the fact that she was found, but we're thinking she, you know, her October 2nd birthday.
October, so
leads to,
November, December,
yeah,
January,
February. Whatever that math
so
is.
So she's in the 5-month-old range now. And,
right.
And I think she was about 3 months when I came to work with you. Just had a fabulous session, but we didn't know for sure what her genetics were when I was there. And she is so smart and extremely sensitive and one of the most sensitive, submissive urination cases, you know, I've seen in a long time. And when just being in Michael and Gina's home and working with them and observing Penny, it really felt to me like she was so sensitive, she could have a little bit of wolf in her. Anyway, they had DNA testing already in the works when I saw them, and eventually the DNA did come back, and turns out that Penny doesn't have any wolf genetics. But boy, her sensitive reaction and that submissive urination really felt like that to me. Now, since then, you've done lots of work with her, and you guys had to take a trip, go out of town, and so the dogs were out at the Academy of Canine Behavior, and Penny even went through a couple weeks board and train. So I think she's doing much better, but I really wanted to get you guys on the air so that first and foremost in my mind is getting Penny a good reset, because I was concerned with her background of being a rescue and this it's like automatic pilot. Her sensitivity and that submissive urination was so strong and powerful that I figured, you know, her nervous system probably needed some more. Excuse me, some work. I can tell, Dr. Nils, have you already gotten a connection with Penny?
Yes, I have. And
so you're working on it. What are you finding so far?
Yeah, well, I'm working so far on the right side of her body. There's something going on with the energy, kind of, you could call it a blockage or some sort of interference in her upper neck. And then in her rib cage on the right side so far is what I found. And when I find a lot going on in the forward part of the rib cage, kind of right behind the shoulder, uh-huh. I've come to see that as an indication that there's you know, it's a connection to, I could call it sensitivity or anxiety or something like that. It's like they're, I've worked with dogs that when that is all taken care of and there's no problems there, they are just golden. And when they start getting out of balance in that area, they are grumpy and they have a personality change. So hopefully by getting a Penny realigned here energetically, she'll experience more calmness and less of that sensitivity.
Yeah, you know, and it's improved, I think, a lot since, you know, I first met her. But I really felt like, you know, she needed rebalancing with you in order to get through this. So, Michael, how is Penny doing with all of that stuff now?
Well, she's been in a downstay for about 30 minutes, and just now she's been in this moment pretty calm, and it's almost as if she looks like she's going through a little bit of REM sleep with some twitching, but yeah.
Now, her 30-minute downstay and her actually being able to do that at her age is all a result of her time at the academy, right, and her training?
Oh yeah. You just have to look at the difference between her and Cha-Cha, who we love, but who has not been to the academy, and does about a 20-second, what did you say?
A 20-second downstay?
So she said? Technically, she looked at us and says, "Did you? What was that, Dad? A 20-second, what did you say?"
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, she's got a 20-second time, you know, attention span. You know, Cha-Cha, boy, she's so cute, and man, can that dog retrieve. And it would be interesting to see how much improvement they could make with her if she went through board and train. You know, because working with a Frenchie is not the same as working with a sensitive Husky Shepherd mix. Right. As you know, they're very different personalities. But I'm assuming we want to tune up both Penny, which Dr. Nails is working on, and then he can get to Cha-Cha. And now then what we normally do is Linda would take over and do a session for you, Michael, and then Gina, if she would like. So, Michael, would you like a little session with Linda?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
All right. Linda, Michael is all yours.
All right. Well, good morning, Michael. I'm going to have good you morning. Just think about the thing that is your number one priority for your life right now. Just bring whatever that is into your thoughts.
The number one priority?
Yep. Number one thing.
You got something in your mind, Michael?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So as you're focused on that, now we're going to set that aside and focus on the feeling of grief. And then we're going to replace grief. Replacing grief with the feeling of honest and the number four. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. And you're going to do some very slow, deep breathing in and out, just very long inhale, very long exhale, as you think honest, four.
Michael, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up, looking at the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking honest, four. Honest, four. Honest, four.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Michael, and then with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And bring that number one thing back into your thoughts. That is complete. And the affirmation is, I am honest with myself.
Oh.
And when we get an affirmation like this, it just means that we really want to support ourself in seeing whatever it is that's going on in our thoughts and in our feelings, just letting ourselves have whatever that is without trying to explain it or reject it. Just allow that sense of it's okay to be honest with myself. And in the past, it may not have felt like you could do that, but now's the time. So we're just going to affirm, I am honest with myself.
And then Michael should use that a lot.
For today, tomorrow, and the next day are the most potent period of times. Thinking or saying it at least three times together, three times a day would be really helpful. And that will allow the field to really amplify this energy, this frequency of honest and how good that feels.
Okay, so I'll say it three times in a row, three times a day.
Yes.
Today, tomorrow, and the next day. Got that, Michael?
I got it.
All right. So what about Miss Gina? Gina, would you like a session with Linda?
Let's do it, Martha. You know what?
All right. Let's be brave.
Let's do it.
Yeah, because you don't really have to tell us anything. You just got to follow along with Linda's instructions. And anyway, Linda,
instructions.
All righty. Excellent. Linda, Gina is all yours.
All right, Gina, I'm pleased to meet you. I'm going to ask you to just think of a beautiful blue sky. And I'm going to invite you to think of something that has happened at some point in your life that you wish had never happened. Just bringing to mind something that you wish had never happened. And just say, I've got it when it's in your mind.
I've got it.
All right. So just stay focused on that. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of delight. Delight and the number five. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the left. And doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think, delight five.
All right, Gina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking delight five, delight five, delight five.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Gina, and with your eyes open. Just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bringing that thing that you wish had never happened back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of delight. And this is really claiming this energy, this feeling of delight for yourself. And as I said to Michael, you're going to want to think this at least three times in a row, or say it out loud at least three times a day, today, tomorrow, and the next day. And you can take it further. This is your energy. This is the energy that will keep whatever it was that was getting in the way from reactivating, keep the field balanced and moving.
All right. So you guys got it?
Yes, we do. Thank you,
excellent.
Linda.
Yeah, all right, so let's get a report from Dr. Nils. Finished up with Penny and then Cha-Cha. So what can you report about the dogs?
Okay, well, yeah, Penny needed a good thorough rebalancing, both sides of her body, lots of rib points, which would go along with the sensitive type. And then Cha-Cha, really, she just needed a tune-up. It wasn't a real big deal on her. So she seemed to be doing pretty well.
I thought that Cha-Cha, even though, you know, there's such a dramatic difference now that Penny's had some formal training and Cha-Cha hasn't, but Cha-Cha's still in a Frenchie suit, you know, and they are never the Einsteins in the competition obedience ring or anything. But man, she's got that cuteness and she has got a beefy, tough body, and man, she can run like the wind. And anyway, she's just a great Frenchie. So anyway, you give my love to Cha-Cha, but also to Miss Penny. And I was really glad to hear you guys that when Dr. Nell said, Penny needed a lot of work. Okay. That's a really good thing. If he just said, she feels just balanced to me, there's nothing to do. Well, then that's not great news because there's nothing to do. But the fact that there was a lot for him to do in balance means that we should see, some improvement with that sensitivity and all of that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And Martha, a funny point: when we listened to you last week and this morning, Penny remembers Aunt Martha, and she doesn't know where you are in this house, but she did go to her crate just in case.
I swear she knows when I walk in the house. It's like, you know, she's at attention, and man, she's a sharp, sensitive dog. So, and I think we're going to hear from you next week, too, because don't we want Natasha to tune in and see if we can find out what happened to her when she was little?
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
We can't wait.
All right. So you guys, you don't have to do anything more for the dogs, right, Dr. Nils? Go ahead.
Let me chime in here because I have worked with quite a few Frenchies now over the years.
And, oh, yeah.
And what I'll say is, sometimes stuff happens, and partly because of the way they're built, they're kind of slight in the back half of their body and really beefy in the front half, most of them. That sort of unbalanced design can create some problems with their bodies from time to time. And so if she gets some issues, you could call them like musculoskeletal type weirdness going on or anything, feel free to contact me. I oftentimes can help out.
Wonderful.
Okay, great.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, you got your affirmations. You say them three times at a time, three times a day, today, tomorrow, next day, or any time that you need them. Sound good?
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Alrighty.
So much. Thank you three so much.
All right, call me if you need me during the week. Otherwise, we'll talk to you again next Sunday.
Okay. Thanks, Martha.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. Alrighty, I think we need to catch up with advertisers, and we do have another caller in the wing, so let's see if we can get all that done in this hour. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Minahan, inviting you to tune in and join me on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, March 30th, 1 p.m. Pacific, with archetypal symbols about the Aries solar eclipse, strong transformational energy. Igniting plans into potent directions, the eclipse empowers us now on an active path to experience a new identity. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, March 30th at 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down hour number two of our Spring Forward edition, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here at Alternative Talk, AM 1150. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, and if you want to check her out, her website is Vertical Energy Worldwide. verticalenergyworldwide.com. And now, Linda, you can actually work with people in person because you actually have an official office.
I do. And
that is the interest-based facility in the old Rainier Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can work with people remotely, like we do here on the show. And you continue to offer a free introductory session to anybody that calls or texts you at the number we're going to give. And you always say that if you work with someone on the radio here, that doesn't count.
Okay.
So they can still have a private session with you. Is that still correct?
That's still correct.
All righty, you guys, if you haven't taken advantage of Linda and getting a free session off the air, and now's a great time to do it if you can't call in today to get a reset, but just, you know, when we go through these changes like springing forward and that sort of thing, neuroenergetic balancing or, you know, bioenergetic synchronization technique can absolutely help get you through the process in a more gentle way. So if you'd like a free session with Linda off the air, you call or text her at 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. Well, all righty, we've got another caller. Do you think we have time to sneak something in, Nathan?
Yeah, it sounds like what we might be doing here is finding out if this would be a good fit for a call-in on the show. Then we can probably get into it on the other side, if so.
All right, well, let's head to Bellevue then. And Diane, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Diane.
Hi. So Nels already knows about this story, but talking about my grand dogs. Khaleesi had to be taken in so she could go to the Rainbow Bridge. Now Max is licking his paws, licking and biting his paws, so I thought maybe Nels could work on Max.
No, I wondered, Max licking his paws, is that just since Khaleesi's passing?
No, he's done it in the past, but now it seems to be more so.
More amplified.
And he's kind of an independent dog, so I'm not sure if it's because of Khaleesi's passing, but could have something to do with
it. Do you need to know any more, Dr. Nils, to get a connection with Max?
Okay. I can tune in and start working.
All right. And and Diane, I'm assuming that you'd like a session with Linda.
Well, yeah, it affected me too.
Well, of course, I can hear it for sure. I think we all can hear it. And that's not, you know, it's not an easy situation to go through, especially if it's animals in your own family. Really, really sorry. And so I'm going to turn you over to Linda, okay?
Okay. And another thing I wanted to ask, I don't know if Linda can do this, but if she could, after the show, send some energy to David, my son, that would be awesome.
Yes.
And so can you just do that, Linda, or is there anything else you need to know from Diane?
Well, I think, Diane, did you send me his picture before?
I thought I did.
Yeah, okay, I still have it. So okay. I will just go ahead and tune in to him after the show.
Perfect, thank you. And if you need the picture resent, let me know.
Okay, all right. So you and I can start working together now, can we?
Well, let's ask Nathan what he thinks. Should Linda go ahead and start with Diane now, or should we hold her over?
I think we can get something in pretty quickly here can be done quickly. If it's something that needs more time, in Linda's opinion, we should wait.
Well, and if we go a little over, we can drop the ad and promo, you know, at the top of the hour or something just to speed it up a little bit. All right, Linda, so you're in charge with Diane.
Okay, Diane, I'm going to invite you just to focus on whatever this feeling is that you feel about the current situation with the passing of Khaleesi and so forth. Just let yourself have that feeling. Don't worry if tears are coming. Just have that feeling. Okay, very good. And then I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on tranquility. And if there's a picture you can bring into your mind that looks like tranquility, do that. Tranquility and the number 3. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. And your breathing is going to be to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Tranquility 3.
All right, Diane, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. Exhale your air all the way out and hold it out as long as you comfortably can. Taking another breath in, letting it out again whenever you need to. And you're thinking tranquility 3. Tranquility 3.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Diane. Your eyes open, tipping your head forward, and letting your head rise to a comfortable position, tuning back into that feeling. There's a little more to do, continuing to think tranquility. And the number 4, your eyes are closed and looking down. You're going to exhale and hold your breath out. Tranquility 4.
All right, Diane, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking down. You take a deep breath in and let it out, and hold it out as long as you comfortably can, taking another breath, letting it out whenever you need to, thinking tranquility 4.
That's perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally with your eyes open, lifting your head, tipping your head forward, looking down. and then letting your head rise, returning to that feeling. And that is complete. And this is going to be another just one word affirmation as often as possible, thinking tranquility and just feeling that feeling of tranquility.
Perfect. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Anything on the dogs or on Max, Dr.
Max,
Nels?
Yeah. Well, Max needed a pretty much front to back and left to right thorough going over. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he got a good tune up. It was hard to characterize it as a this or a that. It was kind of an everything.
All right.
Perfect.
So,
Thank you.
Diane, you could call in next week. We can have Natasha check in and see if Khaleesi, if her transition has been smooth and all is good there.
Perfect. I will do that.
Yeah, we'll get a report from her. Anyway, remember your affirmation is just tranquility, and say it three times in a row, three times a day, today, tomorrow, and the next day, or whenever you need it, okay?
Love that affirmation. Thank you all very much.
You're welcome. God bless. Talk to you
God
next
bless.
Week.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, we're over time and closing up hour number two, and that means we're getting out the love train. We're going to send love all over the country, all over the world, but especially focus on Ukraine. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or join the love train, I'll come by and pick you up. And I energize up the love train music, give us some extra spiritual energy with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our mind with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here until noon on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.